White, J.E. White, Emma. Waitsburg, Washington, May 21st, 1901. My dear children, Edson and Emma, and I would also number brother and sister Palmer as my children, because I have a special interest in them. We are in Waitsburg, a small town surrounded by hills. It is a very pleasant place. The trees and hills are beautifully green. Walla is 20 miles from here, and we think now of leaving here Thursday morning. Call at Walla, and see the school, and in the evening take a sleeper for Portland. I have spoken 3 times to the people assembled in camp, and the Lord has strengthened me. But it is not so easy to speak in the tent when the sides must be let down all round. The weather is quite cool, and the wind blows nearly all the time. The camp meeting is well attended. Some of our people have come 300 miles, I am told, to attend. The same wrongs that have existed in Battle Creek have existed here. There has not been much interest shown in the medical missionary work. The sanitarium at Spokane must be enlarged, and we hope that about $700 can be raised at this meeting to make the necessary enlargements and improvements. A man, not of our faith, has made a very liberal offer of help. The matter was up before the people yesterday, but I do not know how much was raised. The workers are anxious that a call be made for help for the school fund. Many of our people here are poor, but all are not poor. Some have money, but have always been very close with their means. The Lord may open their hearts to give a larger sum than we think. We are in excellent health, and have excellent quarters in a nice, large house. In the lawn are the most beautiful pine trees I have ever had the pleasure of seeing. We are 1/2 mile from the campground, and a carriage is sent each day to take me to meeting. The physician who has had charge of the work at Spokane has become somewhat discouraged and wants to leave. I understand that he has had little encouragement and few conveniences. He has begged for a better building, but it has not been furnished, and he is heartsick because others do not realize what it means to wrestle with difficulties. It has been very difficult for him to carry forward the work essential to be done. But it would not be just to himself to let go now that there is a prospect of getting better conveniences. Our advice to this brother is to hold fast what he has gained and carry through that which he knows should be done. There is altogether too much said to discourage and too little said to help. I sent you a hastily written letter a few days ago, stating that I did not get an understanding as to how the means was to be sent to you. At College View, I made an appeal for Nashville. I do not see much here to encourage me to make a call. The congregations are large, but the people are nearly all poor. I hope you are all well. I wrote to Mr. Lane and tried to encourage him to give himself unreservedly to the Lord. I do not know how he will take what I have written, but I felt drawn out to write to him. I hope and pray that you will be strengthened and supported in your work. I realize that there is wrestling to be done and that the work may press hard. But remember that the Lord understands all your difficulties. Press the battle to the gates. The Lord will be your counselor if you will depend on the wisdom which He alone can give. Work in faith and hope and confidence. Be not dull of comprehension. Ask trustingly of God, and He will open ways before you. Last Sunday afternoon, I bore a very decided testimony. The word of the Lord came upon me, and I hope that my words will not fall fruitless to the ground. One thing I know, we are all to walk and work in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I see and realize more decidedly than ever before that medical missionary work is the Lord's helping hand to open the way for the gospel message. I know that you have a hard field to handle, but the gospel is the power of God. The classes of people you meet with decide for you the way in which the work should be handled. The evangelization of the world is Christ's work, and human beings, as his instruments, are commissioned to engage in this work. They are called upon to follow Christ's example in all things. All are to represent Christ in his pitying, tender love for the souls that are lost. His loving sympathy for the afflicted, his tender, watchful care for the sick, his compassion for the suffering. The way in which Christ carried forward his work is the way in which we must carry forward our work. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16, verse 15. This is the commission he has given us.